about a half hour ago about some questions I had and how they would spin this, because, you know, I'm always thinking about how Pfizer is going to spin this to make this thing look like a positive. And I think it's pretty much impossible, but the only thing that they could possibly spin is that, hey, this is a good thing, what they're doing, because they're going to figure out which variant is next by doing this experiment inside their labs in a controlled situation. And therefore, the whole result will be a benefit for America. But I think the killer statement in this video is that Pfizer wins and Americans lose. And so to have an explicit admission from a Pfizer executive who's, you know, for the first time being honest, it's really hard for them. It'll be very hard for them to spin this. Impossible. In fact, I think the more they try to spin this and the more the mainstream medical community tries to come to their defense, it's going to look very bad for them. I'm really curious as to how the mainstream media and also how the mainstream medical community is going to react to this. This is going to be really interesting for them, because now they're going to have to choose a side, and history is not going to look kindly if they choose wrong. So I think that this is absolutely, James, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic work. This is the best I've seen from Project Veritas. This is what it's all about. You hit the ball out of the park on this. Congratulations. And the last thing I want to say is that, you know, it's stunning to me, and I was talking to Robert about this earlier, it's stunning to me that there has not been a single Pfizer whistleblower that has brought this information out before now. Lots of people are in on this. Nobody has said a word. This is a cesspool. This is not one guy who is corrupt. There is a cesspool of corruption at the top ranks of Pfizer. And thank you for exposing it. And it's like a cockroach. You find, if you see one cockroach, you can bet that there are a lot more cockroaches here. And I asked Robert, how can this be that there wasn't a whistleblower, that this had to come out in your video? How come it wasn't a whistleblower? And it's all about selection. They select people to work at Pfizer who have no ethics whatsoever. And that's how they can maintain this. And this is why there hasn't been a whistleblower. And I'm done. Thank you.
Well, this is James. Thanks. I think you're dead on point. Is that, you know, the dam breaks eventually in media, and the information dam has to break. And this is also some information. The person that recorded this worked for Pfizer. The man, our person who recorded this, came from Pfizer. So in some regards, that there have been whistleblowers, just ones you don't know about, that have been steadily investigating and reporting on this for well over a year. So again, I'm tweeting this information out right now, and let's see who else, Eric, we can go call on to give their remarks and reactions.
Absolutely. I saw we have a former NASA director of research and development. Is it Creon Livid, I believe? The floor is yours.
Yeah, that's me. That's close enough. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to speak on the same stage as Dr. Malone, who, of course, will go down in history as one of the great heroes for what, as his friend and mine, Brett Weinstein, has called the greatest blunder in the history of human civilization, which is the entire process of engineering and then responding to COVID. Anyway, I don't really have anything specifically to add. This, I just watched the video. It's amazing. Kudos to Project Veritas and their bravery and their accomplishments. And I'll just hang back. And if anyone has a specific question for me, I'm happy to get back. One thing I will say is that I have a fair degree of knowledge about immunology, not as much as Dr. Malone, of course, but the whole thing never made any, the whole response never made immunological sense from the beginning. I mean, the idea that you would make a vaccine that targets one region of one protein that is the most rapidly mutating region of any protein on the virus as a response, and then try and claim that it was more effective than natural immunity from infection and recovery, it was just so absurd. The whole thing was absurd from the beginning. I'll say one more thing about it, too, which is not often said, but needs to be said and repeated, which is I suspected from the very start that the whole response of the medical establishment and the government regulatory establishment for all things COVID was extremely suspect, because I'd watched them lie for 50 years about fat and saturated fat and carbohydrates and dietary recommendations and statins and a whole list of other things. And so when they started, you know, making claims and trying to be heavy-handed about forcing a consensus, I was like, come on, guys, you blew your credibility many years ago with me. Anyway, that's all for now.
On that vein, can we talk a little bit about, you know, Pfizer's history of enforcement actions against it? This would not be a totally foreign situation if there were hearings on it. I mean, Pfizer's been sanctioned many times in the past, as has all of Big Pharma, and we all have to, you know, do journalism to expose things like this to get that kind of, you know, every generational examination of the regulatory capture in the most existentially important sector of our economy, our collective health care. And that has been totally, the guardrails have been totally taken off that, especially with COVID. And I'm curious to see how it will play out. I mean, I got to think there will be some sort of hearings, especially given where we are politically and coming out of COVID, if anyone has any thoughts on that.
I can comment briefly on that if you wish. Ron Johnson himself is not very sanguine about the ability of anyone in the Senate to hold any of these administrative state workers accountable. We had a Twitter Spaces with him soon after Twitter Spaces launched, and it was not optimistic. Somebody's running water. In my opinion, our best opportunity now for any kind of objective third-party assessment is the action going on in the state of Florida that is being managed carefully by the Attorney General's office and the governor's office. Whoever's
hey, Raheem,
going to the bathroom probably wants to put their phone
yeah,
on.
Yeah, put that on mute, please. Thank you.
But I'm in touch with many the House and the Senate that are just, you know, talking the talk about hearings, but I don't personally see open, objective, honest inquiry taking place in our current environment within the federal government. I believe it's going to have to be an outside entity that has subpoena power, and the only one that I'm aware of that meets those criteria are state governments, and the only one that I think is really qualified at this point is Florida State. Over.
All right, and just as some breaking, this is James O'Keefe, this is some breaking news. We have more documents that were given to us inside Pfizer, including an employee flowchart. These are new whistleblowers now reaching out to Project Veritas at veritastips@protonmail.com. I'm going to repeat that again. VERITASTIPS, veritastips@protonmail.com. And we have an employee flowchart showing, and I'm tweeting this out right now. He reports to Sarah Wu Shuang, senior director, reports to Mikhail Dolston, reports to Albert Bula, CEO. This is not a low-level person here. This is not a low-level person here. So I'm going to go ahead and tweet these. I'm redacting some of this as I'm.
You have to redact.
I'm doing that right now. We're redacting. My colleague is asking me to redact. It's already been redacted, and make sure there's no identifying information on here.
James.
Yeah.
The word that you didn't mention so far in his title is that he is director of worldwide R&D. Strategic operations and mRNA scientific planning.
Yep.
As you say, this is a very high level position. This is someone who is very well compensated. I'm gobsmacked by the level of immaturity and complete lack of empathy that is displayed in your video.
Or perhaps that's also known as just the truth. I mean, we know a lot of our political officials, leaders, politicians, and corporate executives demonstrate this sort of lack of empathy and lack of maturity and lack of decency. I would call it a lack of decency. It's on display. We're going to go ahead and tweet this out momentarily. Who else haven't I called on, guys, who can add some color?
Private, private praise.